But right now, what is happening is far more important than anything else this evening.
Absolutely.
We've got, as I said before, some very grungy-looking gentlemen here in the studio. Two of them have the most amazing Dragon Ball Z-styled hair I've ever seen. Now, they're not up themselves or anything, but they describe themselves as the Australian hard rock band the world has needed and the answer to music without substance. They've been all over the place. Their debut album is Miss Hollywood, and if all things go well, they'll be playing a song for us here in the studio later. They are Dakara Dirt, and joining us in the studio are the entire band. Guys,
hey,
welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you going over there?
Not bad. Now, guys, where does the name come from? Why Dirt?
Why Dakara?
Why is it Dakara Dirt? Why isn't it Dakara Crystal or, you know, Dakara
Something
Weed?
Cleaner?
Yeah.
Well, I think with the inception, when we started the band a couple of years ago, it was a pretty simple thing. Dakara itself kind of has a few meanings, but it's in Japanese it means because of. Ironically, it's also the street that we all started playing music together on. Oh. So it has many foundations of that, you know. So when you put it together, you get because of the dirt. And dirt for us is basically soil, you know, origination and what we believe in, you know. So from the ground and up. So putting it together, it has meaning behind it. And, you know, you type that in Google and that's pretty much the only thing that comes up these days. So, yeah, we'll take that as a compliment. But it is a very unique name and, you know, the spelling is D-A-K-A-R-A, dirt. So...
Guys, you heard it here. Go and Google it right now. But keep listening because, you know, you're going to hear some cool stuff.
For those who aren't familiar with Dakara Dirt, how would you define yourselves in your music?
I think our music is very individual in the sense that we take many influences from so many different bands that we, you know, are inspired by, from 6AM to Sick Puppies through to Dave Matthews through to Pantera, through to Carlos Santana. And I think by doing that, you know, our music is stylized in the sense that it crosses many, many, many different genres and a big dynamic, which is important to us because our message behind the music is very much one of musical integrity and, you know, bringing substance back into rock and roll, which has been lacking, is what we believe in the last decade or so.
Now, you have mentioned quite a broad range of musical styles there. Is there one that stands out above the rest? Oh, if you had to point to one, what would it be?
It'd be very hard to say. Very hard to say because, Six AM, Motley Crue, Sick Puppies, Metallica. Yeah. Those are the bands that we all grew up on and have learned how to play music based off. But in terms of stylizing and making the Dakara Dirt sound, I think we can't really pinpoint it to one because we've basically taken the best elements of the old days and the new days and fused it together to make Dakara Dirt sound the way it does. So it's
old
very
school,
hard to say.
Old school and new school sounds good. So you've spent some time in the US making a name for yourself, Mick, and... Well, you've actually done rather well. So
thank you.
Why the hell did you come back here to make a band? Why didn't you use... I mean, we love having you here, obviously, but why didn't you use all the contacts that you'd established to make a band there? Why was coming home so important?
Well, coming home was very important, one, because I'm Australian, and that's probably the most important thing, is that no matter where you go around the world, it's always important to never forget where you come from. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're so stoked to be on a show like Joy FM tonight, because, you know, we're all about believing in who we are and where we come from. It doesn't matter where you go, as long as you know that you're doing it for the right reasons, you know? So for me to come home and call Tim and Jake, who we've known each other for many years now, we played in previous bands together. It was simple. It was rather than finding session musicians in America to do the thing, it was, hey, Tim, Jake, let's do this for real. Let's change the concept and scope of rock and roll and bring rock and roll on a global scale back to Australia because it's just not happening and we really believe in what we're doing and we want everyone to hear what we've been able to achieve in the last couple of months.
Very, very nice.
So your debut album, Miss Hollywood, has been inspired by your time spent in LA. So what kind of stories can we expect from it?
So probably the question is, what stories should you not hear on it? But, like you've just said, it's a combination of many, many things, life over there, but also mostly life here as well. Things like, you know, day-to-day issues that aren't talked about, you know, drug addictions or relationship issues or, you know, just political things on a smaller scale, you know, and basically putting it out there is on a wider frame so that everyone can relate to.
Yeah.
Are there any stories on this album that you've thought are really good and you've just decided to exaggerate them because you're rock musicians and you can? Or are they all quite true?
No, I think that's where people go wrong in music these days is when you start to write music for other people and not for yourself, is that's when you start to lose the musical integrity. So the music on this album whilst it may sound like it's hardcore or in terms of the experiences and the fun side of it, it's also very dark and introverted as well. And by writing from your own personal experiences, I think that's going to appeal to a bigger market, bigger fan base, and you can touch more people with your music and your message.
Nice. Now, Mick, you've brought the other two amigos here.
Yep.
The brothers here, Tim and Jake. Guys, do you ever want to punch on with him because he does things that you don't like? Because you're brothers, you can gang up on him. Does it happen?
No,
not as often. No.
We back him 100% in what he's doing and what he's bringing out there for everyone. So, yeah, if I didn't, I would pipe up and say something about him and say, Tim, yeah, let's go punch him up, you know. But no, 100% back him all the way. So.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's the common theme with us, and we've always described ourselves as being brothers, even though we don't all look the same, obviously. But I think that
really, I couldn't tell.
Yeah, but I think that that's a really great way to live in this band and be in this band, is that we see it as being a brotherhood, and by having that, you experience everything together on many, many levels, and one of them is sharing the music that we've got, and that's probably the most important thing.
So, guys, there's no chance that you're going to be like heaps of other bands out there where you just drop out after a while because you don't want to do it anymore. Are you here to stay?
We're in for the long run.
Yeah, that's it. We're going to take over the world.
we've been through many, many bands prior to Dakara Dirt which have flunked or hasn't gone the way we've wanted individually or as a band. And I think with Dakara Dirt, that was the whole thing, was to do something different, that the music isn't out there at the moment. And we're really proud of where we come from and who we are as people. And we just want people to hear that. So that's why we're here on Joy FM.
And we love having you here. Now, you said you plan to take over the world. How are you going to do it? Where are you touring to? Are you working on any new material for later down the road? What's your plan?
Yeah, well, at the moment, because we're caught up in a really exciting PR promo campaign at the moment, which is visiting here tonight and plugging the single there that we've got, Miss Hollywood, which came out yesterday. We're trying to squeeze in as much time to do touring as well, and so we've got a show on the 19th of April at the Prague in Northcote. And on top of that, obviously, we're shooting a music video tomorrow morning. For Miss Hollywood to be broadcasted nationally as well as international as well. So we're stoked about that.
Yeah. It's a very, very big step forward for us. Yeah.
So when the hell are you going to get any time to rest? I mean, you've done a fair amount of interviews. Everything's happening this week. When's the rest for you guys?
Sleep's on the back burner.
Yeah, that, or we'll sleep when we're dead. This is the mission and the calling that we've got, and we've always believed in this band, and now that it's time for the rest of the world to hear it, it's all systems go.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Perfect segue into actually giving you guys a chance to play some music live for us. So if you guys want to pick up whatever you play and just get on with it, let's have a listen to your latest single, which is Miss Hollywood, off the album of the same name.
Yep, absolutely.
Hollywood and even
Bel Air,
Santa Monica.
up, I'm on a mission. Even when there ain't no competition. So what time is it, LA?
Love making time, I'm gonna make you mine.
I know you want it, cause you show it on your face. Buckle up down the highway to your place. So Miss Hollywood, come on.
Last chance tonight to set the sound alight.
Beverly to Hollywood and even
Bel-Air.
Santa Monica to downtown.
I don't care.
Whoa, I show you what it's like to get dirty.
Get dirty.
Be the rock star tonight. Down Sunset, I'm wet cause you
don't stop.
I'm on fire in the hills cause you're so hot. Whoa, I show you what.
Oh, sexy. Well done. Oh, Dakara Dirt here in the studio here on White Noise.
That was fantastic, guys.
That was even I'm a little bit wet. Now, make sure you check out Miss Hollywood. It's on iTunes. It's on the boys' website. Facebook them as well. And make sure you become a fan. Guys, thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Thanks for having us. And hopefully we'll see everybody on the 19th of April at their Prague at Northcote.
Get on it.
Well, we're definitely going to be there. And we'll try and drag as many of our listeners along as possible.
We'd love that. Thank you so much.